Almost half of GPs would want to be prescribed drugs to help them die if they were terminally ill and suffering unbearably, according to a new poll. The survey of more than 1,000 family doctors found 43% would want the option for themselves of assisted dying under certain circumstances. The poll was commissioned by a pressure group in favour of assisted dying, the Campaign for Dignity in Dying. Earlier, I spoke to Dr. Michael Irwin. He's campaigner for voluntary euthanasia, and Dr. Gordon MacDonald from the Christian Action Research and Education Group. I began by asking Dr. Michael Irwin if he was surprised that so many doctors want this.
Actually, I'm surprised that it's not more doctors. I mean, I think most doctors, when they get into situations where they might be having some, you know, serious medical condition or terminally ill and they're suffering, they don't want to kind of be exposed to aggressive treatment and so on. And often they would like to maybe opt out before it's too late. So I think the number of doctors who might be interested in the possibility of an assisted death for themselves will be much greater than 50%.
Yeah, and of course it's not. So in other words, the majority of doctors, having seen all of those life and death situations, Michael, do not believe in assisted dying. What does that tell you?
Well, I think the doctors sometimes are a bit wary when they respond to surveys and questionnaires. But, I mean, when you are a medical person, you've had a good, successful professional life, and you get into your 60s, 70s, or 80s, you don't want to continue kind of suffering increasingly. You've got to a stage of a completed life. And maybe when that situation comes, you would like to take a quicker exit. I'm all in favor of doctors being able to do that. And doctors do that, and they do help themselves and fellow doctors, and they also may help their own members of the family.
Gordon?
Well, I think that we should not be encouraging people to commit suicide, whether they're doctors or not doctors. Suicide's not a good thing to encourage in society. It results in people who are in a vulnerable position coming under pressure or feeling under pressure to commit suicide. And, you know, it doesn't address the psychological or psychiatric issues of depression that might be associated with terminal illness.
And what about those people who, at the end of their life, don't want to suffer in acute pain, Gordon?
Well, generally people don't suffer in acute pain.
Sometimes they do.
Very effective palliative care.
Sometimes they do.
Well, I think that this is used as a distraction from the real motivation of those who want to have legalised assisted suicide, which is that of control and autonomy. And even Dr. Irwin just there has said, you know, that people feel that they have a completed life, and therefore, you know, this is not an unusual position for those who wish to legalise assisted suicide. Indeed, in the Netherlands, there's now a campaign to have euthanasia for those who are tired of life, who are over 70, anyone over 70. So there's no suggestion that there's even a terminal illness involved in that situation.
How would you protect people, Michael Irwin, from feeling under pressure to take their own life in these circumstances?
You would have to involve at least two doctors. I mean, one you would be hoping would be your regular general practitioner, and another could be a specialist qualified in the particular problems that you are suffering from. And these two doctors would have to interview you independently. And if there's any question about depression, and Gordon has just mentioned that depression can be a major factor, then maybe also having a psychiatric evaluation would be important.
Gordon, for those people who palliative care doesn't work, what's their out? What do they do?
Well, I think if you speak to palliative care specialists, they do recognise that in some cases they can't help people, but in the vast bulk of cases, they are able to help people, and often pain is more psychological or spiritual pain rather than physical pain. So in those situations, it's not necessarily a medical solution. It's there are other solutions which can be put in place by the palliative care movement and by the hospice movement. So there are ways to address these things. Ultimately, you know, sedation is used in many cases to relieve symptoms, and that's not unethical, even if it ultimately hastens death. The issue that is unethical is where the intention is to end the life of somebody without any medical benefit.
And why should this not be down, Gordon, to personal choice? After all the checks have been made, why shouldn't it be down to personal choice?
Because ultimately, society has to pass laws which are for the common good, for everybody's benefit, and not just for the autonomous decision-making of an individual or a number of individuals. And that's why we have traditionally had on the statute books laws which prevent people from assisting others to commit suicide or from killing other people, because they are good for society as a whole.
Final word to you, Michael.
Well, I would say that in other Western European countries, like the Netherlands and Luxembourg and Belgium, we have very good right-to-die laws. For example, in Belgium, the possibility of an assisted suicide or voluntary euthanasia is included within their good palliative care system. In fact, the Belgian model, I think, is one that we should have in the UK as well.
There's a case currently heading towards the European Court of Human Rights relating to Belgium, so it's unlikely that it's likely to be seen as a model of good practice.
OK, we'll leave it there. Dr. Michael Irwin, Dr. Gordon MacDonald, thank you very much.